Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping the tide. Try to break me, try to pick me up, but I'm your days is on my side. The bad I thought of was die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause devil's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. How you sleep at night? Only do it. I guess he will. Anybody tell you something different? You know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his grace. Only do it. He said he would.
So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me to everything. Cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting.
I need a whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses.
Cause they're always on time.
Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine.
Only do it, he said he would.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Only do it,
I guess he will.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that. The greatest victory of my life. So when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time. And the last time. I know, I know, I know.
Only do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
I will trust him at all times. That's a powerful statement. I will trust him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Not I trust him sometimes. I trust him when I feel like it or it's convenient for me or when I think God can come through, you know. I will trust him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And all times covers when you ain't feeling it.
Right.
Because it's not all about a feeling. It's all about the word. Being and doing what it is supposed to do. The Lord said his word will go out and won't return unto him void.
Mm-hmm.
And so trusting God at all times means just that. Build your trust up and cover it in everything you do. All times. That statement, trusting God at all times, and you put the equal sign, means faith. It equals faith.
Mm-hmm.
It equals security. It equals guarantee. It equals protection. It equals prosperity. It equals wisdom. It equals knowledge. It equals love. It equals peace. It equals joy. It equals long-suffering, endurance, hope. It all covers all. And I thank God that that word has just been, like, in me for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many years the Lord has just always been knocking on my door about having faith in him, trusting him, and believing him in every situation. And so as I've grown older, I realized that, hey, this is why he's telling us this, because as we grow and we experience different things, faith can waver. Because some of us have faith as far as we can see it. We got to cover all the bases before you make a decision. And that ain't faith. That's not faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a relationship with God and opening your heart up to him, opening your life up to him and allowing him to come in and you give him access. Even though he made you, he stands by his word. He created us. And you would think that if you created something, you own it. You run it. You know? Yeah. To a certain extent. But like, God created us, but yet he gave us free will. He said, I created you, but I don't want to force you to love me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to force you to trust me. I don't want to force you to believe in me and this, that, and the other. I don't want to force you, so I'm going to give you free will. I'm only going to roll with those that freely roll with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But I will trust him at all times. I just thank God for that. But welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network tonight. We're so grateful to be here. Prophetic Grace Network has been such an amazing, amazing part of our life, and it has had such an impact on our lives. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for Randy's obedience, him and Julie, to hear from God and launch this platform.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that this platform is so beneficial, not only to myself, but so many others. And we should celebrate that. We should really celebrate that tonight. I'm grateful. I'm ecstatic about that, and I don't say it lightly. But here we are tonight. I'm Terrence.
I'm Tanisha. Today is September 1st. It's 2021. It is 7:09 p.m. Central Standard Time. Excited to be here, like Terrence said. Grateful for this platform, grateful for this network, grateful for everybody involved. Just a great network of believers. And I know for myself, the prophetic realm has been a game changer in my life. And I know it has been in yours too, and maybe you're new, and it can be. And I'm just grateful to be part of a network that allows God to just operate the way that he wants to operate. Because, you know, sometimes we've seen it ourselves, Terrence and I. You know, you'll see where the Holy Spirit is suffocated in some ministries. And I'm just very grateful that the Holy Spirit has allowed free reign, because the Holy Spirit changes lives. The Holy Spirit brings us into all truth. And we can't put a piece of tape over the Holy Spirit's mouth or or shackle the Holy Spirit's hands. God gave us the Holy Spirit for our benefit and to edify and empower the body of Christ. And this network allows the Holy Spirit free reign. And it's amazing to be part of a network like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a true ministry. It's a true call. It's a true God send. And if you're here and if you're experiencing PGN, you can rest assured that God has something amazing for you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Many are called, but few are chosen. And I truly, really feel that those that are connected to PGN are part of the chosen.
Yeah.
There's a leader inside of you. There's a game changer inside of you. And this is where we come as the chosen to get our iron sharpened and to impart, to get things imparted in you and you to impart in others here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, very crucial to our lives and to the body of Christ. We are the leaders of the body of Christ. I know this. I know this. And we've been called and chosen to stand out and to do things a little different. To do things a little different than what has been done. No perfection here. None of us are perfect, but we're yielded.
Right.
Okay. We're yielded to the Holy Spirit, and we seek the Holy Spirit for answers and guidance. And so, with that being said, again, we're in a good time. We're in a good time to know that we can trust the Lord at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a t-shirt, a hat, a bumper sticker, man, an email name, I don't know. Trust the Lord at all times. Trust the Lord at all times. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust. Trust. What does trust mean?
That's a good question.
What does it mean to trust someone? What does it mean to trust someone? You got definitions out here. It's a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. We're not talking about the bank trust, but we're talking the financial trust. We're talking about in the belief realm. Firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. That's what it means to trust. You hear St. DeVoe say, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust. And you're coming from an era where a lot of people were not highly educated. They didn't know how to read. All of that, but they had an unction. They had a pull. They had a draw, you know, which I truly believe is the Holy Spirit, which drew these people to a place to where they knew God existed, and they had to trust in Him for all things. Even being in a time where you couldn't read, you had to trust God because people were keeping you from being educated. And you had to sneak and learn words and things like that. And so you're coming from a time where that was an issue for you.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you still trusted. And so that not only began then, but it has trickled over to our present day. You know, trust still exists. We still have to be able to trust. And a lot of us can read. A lot of us know how to comprehend. You know, we got good jobs, as they would say. You know, we do well economically. Even for the lowest on the economic poll is still doing better than those that were here a century ago, you know. And so we have a lot. We still have a lot to be thankful for. And so just trusting in God to take care of you in every situation, from glory to glory. That's the mindset that we should be in. We should be focused on receiving God in the moment that we're in, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us as we go through to get to a particular place. Because, like, me and Tanisha's life has changed tremendously since we've been connected to PGN. That's not when we began our journey with the Lord, but that when we connected with PGN, God was taking us to a place of giving us revelation and really showing us confirming who we really are. Because
mm-hmm.
he's shown us who we are many, many moons ago.
Right.
But we lacked understanding, you know. we had knowledge of certain things, but we didn't really understand it. And now we're in the place where the Holy Spirit moves to give us that understanding. And we come in agreement with it because we're like, wow, that's it. That's been that the whole time. So the whole time that I've been trusting you and I've been walking with you, you've been educating me. You've been giving me the knowledge that I need, and you've been teaching me how to move in wisdom. And how to truly grow as a believer. I'm definitely grateful for that. And I don't know how many of you all on the call tonight that are just so religious, you know. And the thing about it is, religion teaches us an aspect of discipline. It kind of teaches us how to put things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has its place. But when God said that I am a spirit, you know, if you worship me, you must worship me in spirit and in truth. Religion is kind of, to me, like the usher. You know, when you go to church and you come in and the usher meets you at the door, and they walk you to your seat, you know, like, hey, it's quiet. This way you finna sit, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I look at religion. It guides me to the place where I need to be, to where I can focus on the spirit,
mm-hmm.
where I can get in the spirit and hear what the Spirit of God is saying, you know. Because he said, if I'm going to worship him, I got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so I'm grateful for that revelation, because if you're dealing with religion, religious spirit, I pray that be broken tonight, and that God will open you up to the spirit. The true spirit, and you begin to see things and everything from a spiritual perspective and not a religious perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, religion has really tried to box God in. It's like you try to capture a wild animal, put him in a cage, take him out of his environment. Yeah, that's a lion. That is true. But the lion can't really move and maneuver as a lion because it's not in its environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in its natural habitat to do what it was created to do. And so we can't box the creator of all things in. When we do that, we're not allowing God to do what he needs to do in and through our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be also careful with it. We sit around and we see all these issues going around in the world, but yet you got a million ministries. They even say, I forgot what the exact statistic, but it's a very high percentage of America being Christians. You know, yeah, America got so many Christians. Okay, but yet America still got so many problems. Okay, you can have a lot of people walking in the religious realm and not being obedient and doing what God tells them to do because they're focused on the religious aspect of it.
Right.
You know, if I just go through the motions, I'm cool. You know, and I've seen it. You know, I was there at a point in my life. But God moved me and he shifted me. And he showed me more. And I had to believe what he showed me, and then I had to put my trust in it. I had to put my trust in it to get me to where I am right now. And where I am right now has been the best place that I've ever been in my life. And I'm grateful for that. And so tonight, if you're dealing with it, Really get to yourself and pray and ask God to reveal himself to you and ask him to open up the spiritual realm to you. And you want to not have religion as your God, but God as your God. Make God your God. Because trust me, a lot of people's church is their God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people's pastor is their God. A lot of people's denomination is their God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ain't finna do nothing else outside of that. They'll die for it. I've seen it. Literally. They'll die for it. And so, but that's not us. If you're part of PGN, I'm telling you that you have been chosen for leadership and that you have a leader on the inside of you, and God wants to nurture that, and to position you to where you can be an effective member of the kingdom here in the earth. And just thank God for that. But trust. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord at all times, that's very beneficial. And that's what I have. That's what I have for tonight. So I don't know what my wife has, but that's my spiel.
Not your spiel. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's your truth. And
that's my truth.
Mm-hmm. Putting your trust in God in all things is life. You know, there's things that science reveals that we need to live, right? Like water. They know how long we could go that water before we start to die, and food,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sunlight and fresh air, and there's all these things that science, you know, confirms,
mm-hmm.
that we need as humans to live, and it's the things our bodies need, right? Our physical bodies need to live, but there's things that we need to live as spiritual beings that are housed in bodies. And one of the things that we need to live is that trust, that total trust in God. We need that to live. That's why sometimes we have dysfunction,
mm-hmm.
In our lives, because there's a lack of trust. That's why we have so many, you know, disorders in our lives, and because of a lack of trust. And sometimes we don't realize that we don't trust, you know. And so let's ask God tonight to examine our hearts,
mm-hmm.
and let's be real about where we stand in areas of our lives that we're struggling in. Because a lot of the times, if we look at an area we're struggling in, it's the core of it is a lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always the case, but a lot of the times it is. And if it is, you know what? That could be corrected. That could be fixed. Trust can be built. Trust can be obtained. So it's not a lost cause. It's not a lost hope. It's not like, oh, man, you messed up, you blew it, you don't trust God. No. just be honest and say, Lord, I don't trust you with my finances. I don't trust you with my love life. I don't trust whatever the area may be, so that you can build. It's a relationship. You know, like Terrence just was talking about what religion does. Our walk with God is a personal walk, and it is a relationship with God. And all relationships require open and honest communication, no matter how tough the conversation may be. It's always necessary if it's the truth, because we can't have true freedom without truth. Because you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. A lot of us are in bondage because we're trying to, oh, yeah, I trust God. We're telling everybody, yeah, I trust God in this area. We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't. We're telling people that, and we're even lying to ourselves and telling ourselves even that, and that's just not the case. And if that's what's going on, then have a conversation and tell the Lord, I want to trust you in this area, but I currently don't, and this is why, you know, and I want to trust you and help me. Let's build the trust, and God will. He's able to do it, and He will do it. You know, ask and you'll receive. Don't think that, well, I just don't trust God in that area, so that's a wrap for that. No. Ask and you'll receive. Because God is able. He really is. He's able. He's bigger than your lack of trust. He's bigger than your doubt and your unbelief and your bitterness because things didn't go the way you thought they were going to go in the past. Sometimes people are bitter towards God and don't even realize it.
Yeah, I've been there.
And God is loving, and He's not intimidated by that. But let's ask the Lord before we start answering calls to search our hearts so that we can build that trust, so we could trust Him at all times in all things. Right? Because what is life but time? So we need to trust them at all times, which means we need to trust them our whole lives with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're just grateful that we were chosen by you, that you found us, and that we found you. Lord, search our hearts tonight and reveal areas where there's broken trust, where there's no trust, where there's doubt. And help us to acknowledge those areas. And we bring them before you, Father God. Help us to trust you in every area of our lives at all times, no matter how hard and tough, no matter how easy. Sometimes we don't trust you because it's easy and something that we feel we can do ourselves because we trust ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But help us even in areas that we feel very competent in and very strong in, to still know that it's because of our trust in you. Because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have the competence. We could wake up with a brain disorder.
Mm-hmm.
We could not wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to trust you in all areas, not just the hard areas. In all areas, trust you at all times and all things. Just strengthen your people tonight. Strengthen us as a whole. Strengthen us as a body, Father God. And help us to be trusting so that we can do the things that you desire for us to do, so that we don't abandon the call that you have on our lives, so that we will be the keepers of your calling. And we trust, and we will trust that you will illuminate our path or give us the right people or the finances or whatever is needed to fulfill it, that we'll accept the call, be willing to do it, and trust that whatever is needed to get it accomplished, that you will supply those needs.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just love and honor you, and we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's start taking some callers. Let me find my...
Get your mouse.
Yeah, let me get my mouse. My wired mouse. I love this one, though. Let's start here, 919-292. Who are we speaking to? Can't hear anything.
Hello? Hello?
There we go. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Shaquella. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Shaquella. How are you? We're good.
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I'm glad y'all are.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, let's pray and hear what the Lord has to say. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Shaquella. We thank you for moving mountains for her, showing her that you are a mountain mover. So if you can move a mountain for her, then the things that feel very big or seem like they can't be moved or conquered, you'll let her know that that'll give her the faith to know that you can do those things. Let me get a drink of water real quick. Sorry, that was loud.
Are you drinking the bottle of
that? So, Lord, we just thank you for that, that you're going to prove to her that you're a mountain,
mm-hmm.
a mountain mover. We just petition your throne, Lord, for strength for her and a boldness. when she faces those situations that feel like there's a mountain, where she'll be bold and say, you know, this is big. This is a huge, you know, thing in front of me. But my God is able. I'm not able. And I'll admit that I'm not able. But my God is able. So I'm going to sit back and see how he's going to do this. I know he told me to come here. I know he told me to obtain this. I know he told me to come before these group of people or to move here or whatever the case may be. And if this mountain is in the way and he's sending to get on the other side, I'm going to let him work that out. I trust him. And you just sit back and watch my God do what he does. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. Give her that kind of boldness, Lord, that kind of faith, and that kind of trust in you. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Shaquella, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, 7, 8 part. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Lord, we just thank you for Shaquella tonight. Lord, we just thank you for managing her thoughts. Allow God to be the manager of your thoughts. Help him manage your thoughts. You know, like when we go to work, you know, we normally yield to a manager. You know, and then a manager tells us, you know, what upper management has said and what we need to be focusing on. That's the manager. And allow God to manage your thoughts about you.
Mm-hmm.
The real you, who you really are and who God has made you to be, who God has really made you to be. And he wants you to truly understand it and to know that, like you know your name, you got to know who you are. Like you know your name. And so we thank God for that. And we ask that his peace be upon your life and that his grace truly be sufficient in your life and even how you deal with other people. Even how you deal with other people. Because so many people will pull on you, especially when they see you coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because a person's tenure might be longer than another one's doesn't mean that their walk is the same.
Right.
And God is putting you, he's teaming you up with people that's headed in your direction. But he's not going to, like, have you cut off people that are not, per se, but he's going to keep you close so they can see. So that they can see. And then they get curious about him. They get curious about him. And so that's what I got for you, Shaquella. We just thank God for that word in Jesus' name. What's been up with you?
Amen. I've been basically working and just spending time with God, you know, getting closer to him and, you know, praying about certain things and just allowing God to do what he needs to do in me, you know, because there are some areas, you know, that I need some healing in. So I've just been going to God in regards to those areas and just getting to know him more. And I just thank God for, you know, what you guys said was on point. And I just thank God. I just thank God for y'all. Y'all always on point. And I pray that God continues to take you guys higher and deeper in him, you know. Yeah. But I just thank God.
I mean, that's a good place to be in, you know, just in a thankful place, a place of gratitude. I mean, because you can thank God even for stuff you don't even understand. You know, you can thank God, it's a win-win. You know, God ain't serving you poison in the bottle. You know, he ain't trying to inject you with nothing that'll mess up your nervous system and all of that. Everything that God brings to you is definitely going to be beneficial for your life. So being having that posture of gratefulness and being thankful and conscious. Of what God has done, that's the best place to be in, because God can really funnel so much through to others because you are thankful. You know,
yeah.
You can do things for people and they don't even say thank you. You know, we got children and we have to like sometimes prompt them and be like, we'll just say it. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. You know, being there. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. You know. But sometimes people need prompting to be reminded. And I see God using you as the reminder for so many people to let them know that they have so much to be thankful and grateful for. Instead of complaining and crying about things. Instead of just focusing on being in the will of God and being walking in his timing for your life. Man, when you get in sync with the Lord, wow. You ever tried to sync up your Bluetooth, your phone to a speaker or something, and it ain't syncing, and it ain't nothing coming out of it, you know? It's saying connecting. Ain't nothing happening, you know. Still spinning. We still trying to sync. And that's how a lot of us are in our lives. We still trying to sync up with God. But when it says connected, have mercy. When it says connected now, you, being a speaker, you're being connected to God can begin then to amplify what the Lord is saying. You know, I hook my phone up to my car, to the Bluetooth, and whatever I'm playing on my phone comes through the speakers. and that's what I see us being as the body of Christ. Once we connect and sync up with God, we begin to speak what he's saying,
mm-hmm.
So others hear and get what's needed. So yeah, thank God for that. You got lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for, and just start rejoicing. I mean, in advance. I mean, start rejoicing. Like, start thanking God now for quitting your job. And putting you into that place that you so desire. Start thanking him now and rejoicing right now for this. Please. I'm telling you, it's imperative that you do this. It's imperative that you do this. And watch what happens. Wow. Wow. Amen. Yeah. Ooh, man. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice for you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Sequoia's breakthrough. Lord, we rejoice right now. We're celebrating right now for what you have done that she has yet to walk into. We see the finish line, Lord. We know that it's right there. We are rejoicing. We're rooting her on. We are rooting her on to get past those insecurities of life. You know, a lot of us have insecurities about things. We're a little insecure about certain things, you know, and when you recognize it, you wonder, why is that insecurity there? What is that insecurity doing for me? Nothing. It's doing more harm than it is good. It's doing more harm than it is good. And we just thank God that she is not insecure about her wealth. You deserve it.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's for you. It's designed for you. Man can't tell you what you're qualified for when it comes down to what God has for you. How man gonna step in and say, well, you know, Supreme, look here. Look, I know God may see it this way, but I'm gonna go ahead on and tell you that we don't see it like that. You know, this is who you are. You know, whose report are you going to believe? Where it says, believe the report of the Lord. That's the report that you should be believing. You know, it's not because you're perfect. Not because you did everything right. You know how to wave and you know how to smile. No, it's because God chose you. That's why. So at the end of the day, everything that's attached to you that makes your life better is because of God. It's because of him. He's made it possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank you, Lord, for opening the way of us to the full understanding of who you made her to be. Open her heart to accept it and to receive it. In Jesus' name, and run with it. You feel it in your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got anything specifically you want to pray for?
No, I can't think of anything specifically.
Thank you. We thank the Lord and covered it out. He gave you enough to chew on tonight. Man.
Yes, he did.
Nah, that's good stuff. I'm excited for you. We are definitely excited for you. We're always praying for our PGN family, like, and we just know. We know. Trust me, we all deal with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. That's why we come here, so we can share and sharpen one another. We've all been at these particular points at some point in our lives. And so being in this environment, you got people that's ahead of you that have experienced this and can really give you some sound wisdom on how to overcome it and conquer it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank God for conquering power tonight. In Jesus' name. But thank you for calling us, Quinn. We love you.
Love you guys as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, next caller. Excuse me, 682-738. Who are we speaking with?
Hey guys, this is LaShawn from Texas. How y'all doing?
Hey LaShawn, how are you?
I don't know LaShawn. I know LaShawn.
I'm doing great. I would be one of them.
Wow, Lashin. That's your name, man. You can't come and call us and say, hey guys, it's Lashin. Who? Oh my God. It's so good. Let's pray.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Lashin. Father God, we thank you for the resurrecting power and her understanding what that means. Because the power that you possessed when you came in the earth as a human and was able to resurrect things is the same power that dwells in her and give her that understanding of that she has resurrecting power. So even when things appear to be over with, that there's still the ability for life. God is really going to show you, Lashin, how he operates, right? Like sometimes a person can die, for example, and somebody will say, well, that's over, they're gone. You know, that's just the end of that. But God could still take the death of that person and make life of something and create something new or something that continues to go on. And he's going to show you that not just in people, but in all things that mm-hmm. to resurrect things to where you don't see things as final, mm-hmm. even when they are in a sense final, where there's still something that comes from it, almost like a chain of events. So it didn't just stop there. It produced something new that went on and lived on. It's going to show you that. And it's going to, when you really operate in that mentality, you're going to give so many people hope. So many people hope to where they're going to look at things differently, because it's all about mental. How we handle life is all about our mental and how we view life. And you might tell a person, you know, they might say, this, I've been working at this job for X amount of years and putting all my blood, sweat, and tears and working all this overtime, blah, 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 blah. And then they laid me off and now I have nothing. But you'll change your mentality and say, okay, well, you worked at that job X amount of years and you acquired these skills and you have these relationships with people that continue. Once the job ends, the relationships with the people don't have to stop. And you've now acquired all these skills, and now God's going to use these skills. Now you can branch out on your own and do this thing. And now if it wasn't for you working at this job, if it wasn't for you being able to hone your skills here and even meeting some of the people that's going to take you to the next level, you wouldn't be where you're at now. So instead of them being bitter about, oh, I worked all this time for this job, and now I'm just going to do my own thing, they'll see it as something that was resurrected from that thing. So even though that thing is not going to exist anymore, something came from it where God resurrected. So he's going to show you what resurrection looks like in all areas. Sometimes it is something, the thing itself coming back. But sometimes it's the thing itself giving something that causes things to go on. So you're going to really get the revelation of that. And again, that's going to give you the mentality, it's going to change even the way you minister and change the way you operate to where people will just have a tremendous amount of hope, to where they'll never look at something as just the end-all, be-all, that's just final, that something's going to come from it. And it really just lines up with Scripture that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And so even when people come to you who aren't believers and they've gone through something rough and they'll come to you for hope, and you could tell them, look, yeah, this is a bad situation or something terrible has happened to you. But, you know, Jesus loves you. He's waiting on you. Not only will he give you eternal life, not only will he give you life and life more abundantly, not only will the things you ask for, you'll receive, not only you'll give all the promises, but that thing that happened to you, he will make it work for good. Because you're called. You love him and you're called according to his purpose. When you're not, you know, when you don't love God and you're not called according to his purpose, all things are not going to work for good. That's a fact. But when you are called and you love God and you're called according to his purpose, that's a promise. And God is going to use you to even use that as a ministry tool. that not only do you know the escape from hell is enough, truth be told, but you'll even get to escape from all the wickedness and bad things that happen to you, because God will flip it for your good. So it's going to use you. It's just going to shift your whole mentality to really make you a beacon of hope for people. So Lord, we just thank you right now for LaShawn, Father God. We thank you for just giving her the revelation of the resurrection power and using her to really minister to people and to change people's minds, to change them so that they can view things from a heavenly perspective, so that what's going on in the world is not bogging them down. It's not, they're not focusing on it in a negative way, but they're seeing the light in the darkness. So we thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I got a word, benign. Mm. It's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when you know, people, we correlate benign with a disease. You know, we go to the doctor and doctor, you got a tumor. You know, number one thing we focusing on is it cancerous or is it benign?
Right.
Is it gonna kill me or is it not? And but that's the word that I got. It says it doesn't matter how it looks. It's harmless. It's benign. It's coming gentle and kind. Being in a benign condition. So the Lord wants you to understand this, LaShawn. It's how it has happened for others. The way that it went for others, that's not for you. You have to expect it to be different.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You have to expect it. Because, oh, it's so common. You know, it's common. This is the norm. This is the way it is. The devil is alive. And there ain't no truth in it. Because I hear from God. And God says that it's benign.
Mm.
God says that this right here cannot cause me any harm. It's benign. And so you thank God for that mindset now. It's not going to go the way it goes for other people. Because you are chosen. You know, scripture talks about many being called, but few are chosen. Lord's been dealing me with it this week. She started last week, I think. But it's like, I call all you all to me. But I've chosen some of you all to lead. Because my people need a guide. I need somebody that's going to say and do exactly what I tell them to do. And that's imperative for them to do that so that they can bring everyone that I've called unto me. They can lead. And so you are an exception. You are an exception. Because God has chosen you. So he know what he put in you. And he knows he put it in you for you to be in the position that you're in now as the chosen. As the chosen. And so understand and adopt the mentality that I it really doesn't matter how it's been done. That's not going to happen that way for me. Well, you know, you got to go through this right here, LaShawn. You got to do A, B, C, D, you know, all the way down to Z, and then you got to wait 30 days. And then you come back on the 30th day, and then we run it through a 24-hour process. Then you do a 24-hour process, then you got to wait another 2 weeks. Then after those 2 weeks, then this got to happen. Then you got to bring $500 by this particular time, and then when you bring $500, 2 weeks after that, you bring $750, and then that's to secure everything, and then 10 days after that, you have the five. No. your life is not cookie cutter. God didn't call you to look like everything else. He called you to lead. He called you to lead. And so we just thank God for that leader in you jumping up, and jumping out. Jumping up and jumping out and standing tall in confidence in who God has made you to be. Just thank God for it in Jesus' name. Amen. That's what I got for you, son.
Wow, that's awesome. I thank God. I give him the glory. And what you both were saying, it is just on point. And like I say, when you see God and you sit, when I get in that secret place, I tell God, I'm sitting on the stool. And I'm just going to sit here and imagine I'm right in front of you. And I'm going to have confirmation. They saying this, but I know what you saying. Because I know your ways. I didn't see your glory. They saying this and try to make like I'm doing this and this. But now I'm going to sit right here, and I know you're going to speak, and I know you're going to give confirmation. And I don't care how crazy I look, how crazy I sound, I know what you say, and I'm just going to speak to it. And, hey, it is what it is because it's all well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow.
It's all well. You're going to win some and lose some. And it's all well. And I just say, you know, when I open that book, which the book is the bread of life, when I open that book and he begins to speak to me through the word, and it's like breadcrumbs. You keep your eyes on God. You keep your eyes on God. It's going to be very important for us to seek him and keep our eyes upon him. And, you know, everyone don't know the cost that you have to go through, you know, spending that time and just sitting there. Sometimes he just want us to be quiet. Be quiet, be still, don't say anything, you know. But he's good. That's all I have to say. He is so good. Even when the enemy, and that's just a profound word. He, like he speaks to us, going to give us things uncommon. Unusual, not like the tradition and religion. So I'm like, wow. That is wow. And so I receive it, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for your beautiful wife, even though I haven't met y'all, but y'all have a beautiful spirit. I just thank God for what he's doing for both of y'all right now. What he's doing. And so it's like congratulations to you both. Congratulations to New Beginning and everything he's opened up to you both as a couple, as a kingdom marriage, the doors that he's opened up. And, you know, I'm just so excited. Everything is going to be good. Everything is just going to be awesome because God is raising up some true soldier, true remnant in this season.
Absolutely. Why? Because we definitely need some folk on the front line. We need some folks that ain't scared. You know, because now it's time to be in your boots. Now it's time to put your boots on and go to war. You know, it's their time now. And we're definitely in their time, And the more understanding that we have of things, the better approach we take. And as the body of Christ, it's very imperative that we take a knowledgeable approach to how this world is right now, because there's a lot in front of us that our emotions will really actually drive us to a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
It'll drive us to a place of reacting and doing things that God ain't told us to do. And in the world's eyes, we would be justified in it. Because you got people out there that's like, yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah. But we got to take a wise approach to what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And through, I really believe through the Holy Spirit, God is feeding us the knowledge. And we've really taken on the mind of Christ to be able to deal with things. Because, you know, when you have a better understanding of things, you know how to deal with it, the effects of it is just totally different. You know, it's like you might have been nervous learning how to drive a car. You know, once you get out there and start driving, you know, and you start learning things about it, the nervousness goes away. And I think us in the body of Christ, we've been nervous for a while to say certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are harboring people's feelings instead of standing on the truth and just being available to do what God has called us to do. I really think that's where we are right now. That's where we are right now. These are things that we need to see happen. We got to see it happen. And I know God is definitely going to use you to be a leader in that movement. A leader definitely in that movement.
Wow. Amen.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. You got something particular you want to pray for tonight or something? Did she drop off?
Uh-uh. He's still there.
I think I'm falling on me. We can't hear you, son. But we know you got it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on to the next one. 315-254, who are we speaking with?
Good evening. This is Ashley calling from Orlando.
What's that?
Ashley? I'm police.
Hold on.
Aunt Elise?
Yes. Tanisha close to the speaker. There she go. Aunt Elise. Oh,
yes.
That's your niece. Spell it.
It's O-N-T-A-L-E-S-T.
Wow. I would have been all
Yeah, I would have spelled that.
Man.
If my life was on the line, I would have been the Lord.
That's all right. Wow.
It's not an easy one.
I would never guess it. Wow. That's a first. That is a first. And that's, I'm glad you called, but that's what I see God really sharing with you is that there is something new. There is something that you haven't seen. There is something that you haven't experienced. There are things that you do not know, you know, and it's going to be very beneficial for your life. So it's like the more you seek him, the more you will find. The more you seek, the more you will find, and you will end up in a place that's far greater than what you could have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Far greater. Utterly. Even by like your name, like I've never heard a name, and I've been here a few decades, you know, and I've never heard of it. But I'm excited to hear it because now I know something new. I know that's the name. You know, and I know somebody exists with that name. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing nobody could tell me outside of this. I could go talk to people. I'd be like, have you ever heard of Otto Lee? They come up with all type of things, and they'd be like, no. I'd be like, that's someone's name that I know. Ain't nobody name no Otto Lee. Ever heard of that. You know what I mean? And so that's what we do in this world, and that's what God is doing with you. He's going to give you things that are unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do things for you that are unheard of. It's not the norm.
Yeah.
It's not going to be believable when you tell people. But you know. You know, it's like, hey, you ain't got to believe it, but I know. I know I ain't making it up, you know. And so that's what I really see God doing in your life. He's really sharpening the uniqueness that he's put in you, and introducing you to everything that is attached to who you are. Everything that God has placed in your life, he's giving it to you, and he's opening you up to that so you can see who you really are,
mm-hmm.
and what you really deserve. Wow. You know, when you get to a place where you know you deserve things, it's a difference when you turn it down. Be like, oh, no, I don't want this. It's not that you turn it down because you don't feel worthy of it. You turn it down at that point because you don't want it. But you know you are deserving of it, and you're qualified to have it. Now, I don't want to buy that $1 million property right there. No, I don't want. Why not? It's a great deal. I don't want it. That's not the one I want. You know, I ain't worried about this. When you get to that place, or versus somebody saying, look, you got to get this home. This is the only price it's gonna be. You got to get it. This is yours. Da 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 da. And you spend something, and now you're in a money pit. So you right, I ain't never had nothing like that before. Well, let me go and get it. No. The uniqueness, how God designs you, even in your laugh, the way you laugh, the way you smile, the way your eyes are made, the way your hair flows, the way you walk. You know, the way you talk, certain words that you say, you know, God made you that way, and he's going to teach you how to appreciate that. I mean, Tanisha was talking yesterday even about it's certain things that can change somebody's life, that God will use us to be the trigger that people need for a change. A positive change in their lives. And it could come down to a simple smile.
Mm-hmm.
It could come down to a simple fact that you're in the room and then they lay eyes on you. You ain't said a word. You ain't quoted a scripture. You ain't had not a nail prayer with this person. But the fact that you were in the place that you were supposed to be in that day, and that person entered, the God that brought that came in with you, they connected with it, and you not even knowing that happened. That's how God is going to use you. That's how God is going to use you, and you are here on purpose. You're here on purpose. This is not a fluke. You know, this is divine design.
Mm-hmm.
Divine design. You are that person that God has called you to be. That's who you are. You know who you've asked God about you. You know, Lord, who am I? You know what you've asked him. He confirmed it tonight, and that's you. That's you. All the way, 100. Fire emoji. all day long. That's you. Accept it, walk in it, grow in it, and win in it. Win in it. Every day. Every day. Because tomorrow, I guarantee you, is competing with today. So I don't care how good today was, tomorrow is waiting to top it. Waiting. So thank God for your days and continue to grow with him and walk with him. And that's what I got for you.
Amen. What I got is, like what Terrence was saying, that God is going to do things that haven't been done. So you're like a trailblazer of things. So everything that started had a trailblazer. You know, sometimes people have to be the first. And people who are the first at doing something have to have vision for it, because it's not like they were following the footsteps of somebody. You know, they were the first. And so I see God really using you to be the first and to trailblaze and to do things that haven't been done before. And there's plenty of things that haven't been done. And it'll be in ways that you might not have, you know, that you wouldn't think of. I remember when I was in my 20s and I was in college and I'd taken a class and the class wasn't what I thought it should be. It wasn't described right. So I went to the dean and I told him I wanted a refund. And he laughed and was like, "You can't get a refund for college tuition." And I was like, "You're going to give me a refund for this tuition because it was misrepresented." And I went on and on and pled my case. Now, prior to getting to him, I had talked to like all of his staff, like anything with ears, I would tell them I need this refund. You know, I dropped out. I went to the registrar's office and talked to my counselors, everybody. I talked to the whole school before I got to him. And, you know, he was like, "You know what?" He said, "Never in the history of this college have we given a refund for tuition, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a refund because I see that you're not going to stop. Like, you're relentless and you really feel like you should get this refund." So I was the first person in the history of that college to have received a refund for tuition. Now, I don't know what that means today, you know, for that particular college. Maybe they've done it again, but mm-hmm. I was the first. So when I was calling people, they were like literally laughing at me, like, "Refund for college tuition, that's like getting a refund for food you ate." And I'm like, "No, because the class ain't over." And whoever did the description didn't do it right. And had I known what it really was, I would not have taken the class. So I feel like that's a bait and switch. I'm going to need my money back. But because they had never heard of it, they laughed at it and they thought it was ridiculous. So I just kept talking to whoever. I didn't care. In my mind, I felt like I was going to get that refund and ended up getting a refund. And so when you trailblaze and when you're the first at things, sometimes people will laugh at you. They'll think it's ridiculous because they've not heard of it before. That's just the nature of people. You know, some people will laugh at what they never heard of, you know, but imagine the people who said self-driving cars. Now we got self-driving cars. So I'm pretty sure whoever thought of that first got laughed at. Like, how a car going to drive itself? You know, but now we literally have cars that can drive themselves. There's all sorts of things that I'm pretty sure that we experience now or have available now that the person who thought of it first would have been laughed at. And think about how many people didn't pursue being a first because they were discouraged for people because of people laughing at them and not feeling like it was able to be done. I could have easily, you know, stopped my quest for that college tuition refund when I talked to the fifth person. Because by the time I got to the dean, he's like, "You've talked to like every one of my staff members, basically." And I'm like, "Yeah, somebody going to give me this refund. I don't care who it is, the professor of math, you know what I'm saying, the secretary, I don't care who it is, whoever got access to give a refund on behalf of this school, I'm going to talk to them and plead my case." So I wasn't discouraged. And so don't be discouraged. God is going to put some ideas in your head and you're going to be like, "What?" And just do it, because he'll give you what you need Sometimes all you need is to be tenacious. That's it. Sometimes all you need is to be persistent. Persistence will get you very far. You know, sometimes, you know, all you need is to just hold on to your faith. That's it. But whatever you need, know that he will supply all of your needs. But if he tells you to do something that hasn't been done, trust it, because you, that's you. And in the fact that, you know, you have a unique name too, when you're the first, nobody will forget that. Because one, they ain't heard of your name. I promise you they haven't. And you're the first. So you're the first to do something. And, you know, God is very calculated in the things that he does. Even, you know, I know our parents choose our name, so they think. But a lot of the times, God is the one who gave them the idea. I mean, think about when, like, John the Baptist's parents were told that he was coming, and he told them what he was going to name the child. You know, so sometimes God is telling our parents or has told our parents what to name us. They think they got the idea out of a baby book, or they heard it or whatever, but really it was the Spirit of God that gave it to them. So, Lord, we just thank you for our police, Father God. We thank you for for her blazing the trail, mm-hmm. and being the first, and setting things up for people. Because sometimes you're the first and only. Sometimes you're the first, and now people could come after you. Now, sometimes you're the first to create a tunnel. Sometimes you're the first to lay down a path, and now other people can go through the tunnel, or other people can walk the path or drive the street. So we just thank you, Father God, for her faith and for her willingness to do what you have asked her to do and to just fulfill the call that you have on her life boldly. Mm-hmm. Boldly. And when naysayers come and people laugh, that it just will just roll off of her back like a duck with water. Like it just rolls off. Like it's like she has a repellent to naysayers where she can see it. But it's not sticking. It's not doing nothing. It's just there, serving no purpose and not affecting her in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Just continue to bless her and give her wisdom. Expand her wisdom, Father God, and her knowledge and understanding. Mm-hmm. And let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I just felt like calling in tonight was so necessary. I'm going through so many changes. Sometimes I don't even know why, but I just decided to let God lead. I'm in a new state. I don't know. I don't really know what's next. I just appreciate y'all. I feel like everything you guys said was on point.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. That's good. You're welcome. You got anything that you want to? Us to hook up with you and prayer specifically?
Nothing specifically. I think, like, way before you guys got to me, you had already covered everything I felt like I needed praying for.
Wow. Hey, that's good. That's good. Wow, that's good. We're really grateful to have you tonight. Thank you for calling. Continue to stay connected. Stay connected. To hear from God and so that not only your life be impacted, but those around you.
Yeah, there's a method to the madness.
Right.
I remember going through an extremely crazy time in my life, and I'm like, surely this isn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I see now that it was. And it was, I mean, it felt like every which way I was going, it was like having bombs everywhere, and I couldn't step over them. I kept stepping over the bombs. I'm like, why do I keep stepping on the bombs? Like, why can't I step over the bombs? Yeah, that's what it felt like. And God's like, I'm going to use it. And I'm like, okay, but I feel like I'm blowing up. And he's like, I'm going to use it. And he is using it now. Then I couldn't see it. And I was really like having, you know, a Jesus in the garden, if this cup could pass from me moment. Mm-hmm. Like, surely this cup can pass. But nevertheless,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just yield it to God and submit it, and like I and just admit it. I don't know what's going on, Lord, but I trust you. But I really don't know why this is necessary. I don't know why all these things are happening, but I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And it has paid off. I've seen God flip it. I've seen God use it for my good, not just the good of myself, but the good of others. So just trust God in the madness. Know that there's a method to it. Know that he's using it. And it's okay to say, you know what, I don't know what's going on, but I trust God, because that's all I can say sometimes. I don't know what's going on, but I trust God. And that's sometimes the mentality that you need to just get through. But it's going to all level itself out. And when you look back in hindsight, you're going to see what was being done. Right now, while you're in it, eye to eye, can't see it. Mm-hmm. But when you look back, when you get to where you're going, and you see the path that was cleared, and you see the things that came off of you, you see the things in you that were revealed, and you see the strength that you got from it, and you see that patience was working itself out in you, like you're going to see what it was doing. But right now, this looks like a whole bunch of things thrown in the pot, and you're like, what is that? But when it's done cooking, you're going to see it, like, ooh, that smells good. That tastes good. Okay, I see what you did there. You know, you're going to see it. Just trust that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Wow.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
For the sake of time, I'm just going to pray over area codes and prefixes. We've got quite a few more people, and I want everybody to get prayed over. So next one is 610-969. Well, we thank you for 610-969. We thank you for the expansion. We thank you for expanding. Sometimes we feel like we're being stretched, and we are. We're literally being stretched, but it causes an expansion so that more can be put in us. So we're like, oh my gosh, I'm being stretched thin. You're being stretched, but you're being stretched so that you could receive more. And that's what I see God doing. I see God stretching you to expand you. So the stretch does have purpose. And sometimes being stretched doesn't feel so good, but it is good. Everything good for us doesn't feel good at the time. Think about, like, when we were kids, some of the medicine we took, gosh, I just gag thinking about it, but it was good for us. Didn't taste good, but it was doing a good work. You know, if you ever have twisted or sprained anything and then you go through physical therapy, that physical therapy don't feel good at first, but it's doing a good work. Because it's strengthening you and it's helping get you back in tip-top condition. So know that this is for a reason. You're being expanded because now you have more capacity. You have room for more now. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller, 754-240. Thank you for the royal understanding, the royalty of God, understanding the heritage. Heritage, like really look up heritage in the word God. Look up, like if you have Bible app, or, you know, or whatever you use to do your Bible study, look up the word heritage, and really study that and understand the kingship of God, the kingdom, what the kingdom is, and your heritage to that, your tie to that, your claim to that, how that all ties in, because that is your heritage. You know, we all have heritage in earth and all that kind of stuff, but we have a heritage that's kingdom related, and God wants you to get a full understanding of that so you can have a understanding of who you are. That's for you and your family. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 984-289. I thank you for the scales coming off. It's like Paul at one point was Saul, right? Paul, the writer of a lot of the New Testament, he was Saul at one point. And he was doing some things that were not, you know, wasn't doing the right things, but he thought he was doing the right things. You know, he really did. Mm-hmm. And then he had that moment where he was blinded, right? And he had an encounter with Christ, and then the scales fell off. He was able to see things. And I see scales falling off, not just for yourself, but for others around you. Sometimes people really think they're doing the right thing, and they're really doing you dirt. They're really doing wrong by you, and they don't see that. But I see the scales coming off of people's eyes, and even your own eyes. Sometimes it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just that you have a wrong perspective of it, that maybe there's something that's necessary or needed, like maybe a little compassion is needed, or maybe some understanding is needed so that it's not affecting you the same way. But I just see scales coming off so that things can be seen for what they really are. And when things can be seen for what they really are, then the right and appropriate actions can be taken, right, for your benefit, for God's glory. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 903-918. Lord, we just thank you for 903-918 for the faith realm, really understanding the faith realm and understanding the impact of it and what how far faith can get you. Because things can get you far in this life. We know that, right? We've been living in this earth. We're all adults for the most part. And so we know that there's things that can get you ahead, you know, who you know, education, having money. There's just things that can get you ahead. That's just, it's just what it is, right? But God's going to teach you that faith gets you further. And God, that's going to like be what you, how you operate, where you're going to say, this could get me far, but faith will get me further. And to where that's a lifestyle for you, that it's okay to utilize the tools that are in the earth, right, that can get you far, you know, that can drive you there. It's, you know, faith can get you a place, but a car, you still need a car to get some, you know what I'm saying? Like, one don't have to X out the other one. So you can still use education. You can still use who you know. You can still use money or whatever the case may be. But that's not what you're putting your faith in. That's you're looking at it as a resource. So when you couple faith in God, but then you're also utilizing the things that you have, you know, available, man, you're going to be unstoppable. Because even when those things fail, right, the education or who you know or the money and all that, if they could dry up, fail, do whatever, what you really know is driving you, what's really your gas is your faith in God. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, even though these things have gotten me to a certain point, faith will get me further. So faith is always going to be above all the other things. So you're really going to operate in that faith realm, and you're going to get very far. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Increase faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Next caller is 251342. We just thank you for being the wise, just being the wise, and being known for that, known for being the wise. You know, the Word of God even it says that people should have wise counsel, right? Doesn't just say counsel. It says wise counsel, and you're going to be known for being wise. You're going to be one of the wise. Many people claim to be wise. They're not. Saying you're wise and being wise, two totally different things. And you're going to be known for your wisdom. You're going to be known as the wise, right? So people are going to want you to counsel them, right? In different areas. Like people might start asking you to be on their board of directors or their circle. You know, some people have like a circle. I know I've known a pastor that have like a circle of wise people that they bounce things off of. But you're going to be known as being wise. And so people who do desire to make good decisions, they're not just out making bonehead decisions willy-nilly. Like they really want to make wise decisions, and they may know that they don't really have a lot of wisdom. They're going to seek you because you're going to be known as the wise. So Lord, we thank you. Expand that wisdom and knowledge, expand that understanding, and give that the wisdom even for a conflict resolution, how to resolve conflicts. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 614-432. I just thank you for the weight and knowing what that means. What does it mean, those that wait? Understanding the beauty of the wait. I know that that's been an area that I've had to, you know, really just let God do what he does. And because God will tell you things, you'll know things, God will confirm things, and then you wait. And then the wait just starts to feel like wait, W-E-I-G-H-T, right? But you don't have to let wait feel like wait. What you can do is wait like a waiter on the Lord. In the wait, you know, let the wait, allow the wait to benefit you and use that time in the wait to not just be focused on what's coming, but to take care of what's in front of you, right? A waiter needs to tend to your current need, but they know what that you're going to need to get your food brought to you, or you're going to need to get your water. Once you put your order in, that's a future wait, right? The food. But while they're waiting on your food to be done, they're tending to you currently. making sure you have your napkins, making sure that your beverages are filled, making sure that everybody's comfortable. And then when your food's ready, then they tend to that need. But if they were so busy just waiting on your food, then you might have drank your lemonade and now it's empty, or you might have spilled something on your table and now you're being neglected because they're too busy focusing on what's coming instead of focusing on the now. And so God's going to teach you about the wait, how to wait, and focusing on what's in front of you, knowing what's coming, having an awareness of it, but not focusing on it so that you can tend to what's in front of you. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. And we thank you, all, everybody, for calling in, tuning in tonight. We love you all. Call back about 8:45. Hit 1 to get into the queue. Randy typically prays over everybody on Wednesday night. And we just pray God's blessing. And I just want to speak supernatural health. Let me pray that over you before we wrap up. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let every hearer of my voice, Lord, be able to indulge in supernatural health, Father God. Keep us healthy and strong, and give us individually ways that we can keep our body strong, like drinking water, exercising, whatever food our body responds to best. Lord, teach us how to build up our immune systems naturally and how to make wise choices and decisions so that we remain healthy. But I just speak divine supernatural health over every hearer of my voice. I speak healing in their bodies and minds, in any area that may have a deficiency or any area that may be imbalanced. Put it back in balance, Lord, and help us to trust you as the great physician. We love our doctors. We love our medical staff. We love our medical communities, Lord, but we don't trust them over you. We trust you ultimately. And Lord, let us come to you and ask you how to take care of our bodies so that we can stay in optimum health, because we need to be healthy so that we can be used by you. Let that all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So be sure to call back in. And until next time, we love you and good night.